Hello, handsome listeners. I want to tell you about a podcast that I know that you're going to love called We Can Do Hard Things.
This show is so fun and addicting and insightful. I feel like it's probably a less ridiculous version of handsome.
Meet Glennon, Abby, and Amanda every Tuesday and Thursday for We Can Do Hard Things. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Handsome, chatting with friends on the handsome pod. Chatting with friends on the handsome pod.
Cheers.
Welcome to another episode of the Handsome Pod. It's your handsome friend, Fortune Feimster, and I'm joined by
Mae Martin
and Tig Notaro.
And we're handsome.
Yay.
Good morning.
Good morning,
y'all.
Mm-hmm. Are you guys caffeinated?
Yeah, I got my coffee right here. It's the thing I look forward to most in the day is coffee.
I am decaffeinated, but yeah. Everybody that I order a quad decaf soy or oat milk latte. They're like, 4 shots of decaf?
Do they judge
you? Yeah, 4 shots. That is a lot.
Well, yeah, they judge me. Listen to Fortune judging me right out of the gate.
I didn't even know that people ordered quads of anything.
Well, yeah, I love the taste of coffee, but, you know.
You don't want that caffeine.
Mm-mm. I mean, there's some caffeine in there anyway.
Yeah.
But I can't blow my vibe and be too jacked up.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah, that would be really disconcerting if you were suddenly like talking a mile a minute.
Yeah,
Tig's bouncing off the walls again.
Nobody's ever said, "Tig, relax."
In like middle school, you could go to this Canadian coffee shop, Second Cup, and we would get it's called a London Fog, and it was Earl Grey tea with hot cream and like vanilla syrup. It was like the most rancid, sweet, thick, creamy, and you'd steep the tea for like 2 seconds, so it was pretty much just hot sugar milk.
Yeah.
And we'd have that in the morning, this claggy, phlegmy, disgusting, and we felt like we were grown-ups because we'd be like, London Fog, please.
Nobody really drank coffee when I was growing up. It was not really a thing.
Really?
Oh my god, I started drinking coffee when I was 3 or 4.
What? Mm-hmm. So you've been maybe on a caffeine come down since that's why
for 50 years.
Yeah. You were smoking cigs and drinking coffee.
And water skiing in the swamps.
Yeah.
I mean, truly, truly. My brother and I started drinking coffee. Our grandmother and great-grandmother lived together. And we would go over there and we would drink coffee. And to be fair, they had sugar cubes. Mm. And so we would enjoy putting sugar cubes into our coffee.
Oh, yeah. It had to be really sweet when you're young.
We also ate Rolaids.
Like the gas, is that the gas thing?
Yeah.
Like a mint-flavored chalky.
Yeah, yeah, because that was also in a jar.
Caffeine was ruining your stomach.
Well, no. Our grandmother and great-grandmother had a jar of Rolaids, and it was like candy. We'd just walk by and grab a handful. Pop them in our mouth and then go skiing with the gators.
I remember in like Cosmo magazine or one of those magazines when I was a teenager, it said supermodels survive off of Altoids and black coffee. And I really stuck in my head as like a 13-year-old. I was like, Altoids and coffee. And I don't know. I still think about it.
Did you ever do it?
I'm sure for like a day I was like, just an Altoid and a coffee for me.
Just an Altoid and a London fog, please. Yeah.
I'll do what the models are doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like a few parents would make a pot of coffee, but there were no like coffee shops in my hometown.
Mm.
And then I think once I moved to LA, like Coffee Bean made the like ice blended drink.
Mm-hmm.
And that was when everybody was like, oh, I love coffee. Coffee's like the greatest thing. You're just drinking a milkshake,
yeah,
with coffee in it. And that was when, like,
with Britney a little bit of coffee,
exactly,
in it. Very
Britney
little.
Spears was like running around LA with ice blendeds in her hand. And then all of a sudden, they're like this coffee explosion of coffee,
yeah,
shops.
Well, I mean, Starbucks started kind of expanding,
yeah,
and exploding in like the early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I had a fact about the Starbucks logo. And it's like somewhere in the recesses of my mind, there's a fact about the woman in that Starbucks logo.
Is
like
it a mermaid or something?
Yeah, but I can't get there. I can't quite get there.
Oh, well, may fact.
Well, what would you guys think if one day we provided our own handsome blend of coffee? Do you think that'd be fun?
I think that'd be really cool because we're into coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah, I imagine like you drink a handsome coffee like in a big thick knitted sweater, you know, mm-hmm, you're looking out over your yard maybe.
With your grandpa sweater on?
Yes.
Or your kiddie pool.
Yeah. You put your London fog down and you pick up a nice piping hot cup of handsome brew.
Yeah.
Handsome
and then
blend.
Your family respects you a lot more.
Your family. This coffee will make your family respect you.
Well, listeners, write in. Let us know if you'd be interested in Thomas putting a handsome blend of coffee on the merchandise list.
Put it on the list, Thomas.
I do think it's crazy that coffee comes from beans. In the same way I'm blown away by milk coming from nuts. It's just crazy to me.
Oh, you mean not dairy?
Yeah. Oh, you like testicles?
I didn't know what you were talking about. Like, I thought maybe like nuts like from a tree, but then because it's you, then I thought testicles.
I always think of testicles.
When you think of me?
Talking to me.
or just in general, you always think of testicles, Fortune.
Yeah. I say penis as part of the
Fortune
situation. I don't think about the testicles.
Fortune.
Tig, don't you reprimand me.
Fortune Marie.
I actually really like, compared to Fortune, I really like a calm, quiet fortune. Like a warning. It's like,
yeah,
a warning.
Like, don't make me go there.
Fortune Marie.
Fortune Marie.
Fortune Marie.
Why is
Wait,
that? That's the daintiest version of my name. Fortune Marie.
Isn't it Emily Fortune Marie?
Emily Fortune Marie Feimster.
Emily Fortune Marie Feimster the second, you sit down. Women don't get the second or the third. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. You mean as a title? Like,
yeah.
That's always true.
It's always men.
Yeah. They're trying to pass down that lineage.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm the third.
Pass down that patriarchy.
You're Tig the third?
First of all, I think
third.
That is my favorite nickname since I got Tig as a nickname.
Tig the third.
Oh my god.
Tig comes from a long line of Tigs.
Yes, please, Tig the third. Well, no, my real name is Mathilde.
Oh, right, yes.
And my mother's name was Mathilde, and my grandmother was Mathilde. But my grandmother went by Teal, and my mother went by Susie, and I go by Tig the third.
Your mom went from Mathilde to Susie?
Yeah, because...
I don't see the connection.
Well, because my... Oh, and Tig makes a lot of sense.
There's at least a T in there.
That's true. That is very true.
Till, I can see Till to Tig. But
Teal.
Susie's a bit of a show.
Well, my mother's name, if they weren't going to name her Mathilde, they were going to name her Suzanne.
Ooh, oh, I like Suzanne. Yeah. Not, that's kind of fun.
I've heard Suzanne and Susan, never Suzanne.
Yeah, I haven't
that's
either.
That's what makes it so amazing. Hello,
Suzanne.
Anyone named Suzanne has a specific personality.
Yeah. And it wasn't my mother.
I've never heard the name Mathilde.
either.
Well, it's similar to, I guess, Matilda, but but it's pronounced Mathiel. It's French. But yeah, I'm Tig the Third. I love it because it reminds me of Hank III. You know, Hank Williams' grandson.
Junior, senior.
Well, there's Hank Williams Sr. Do you know who Hank Williams is?
Mm-hmm.
No, May?
Country singer?
May.
I mean, I know the name.
He basically invented country music.
Junior was the one that sang, why do we drink to get drunk?
Yeah.
That's what. Oh, that's that part is the ones the audience sings. I'm thinking of like a Jimmy Buffett situation.
Yeah, there was Hank Williams Sr., and he also sang. I'm forgetting the name of it. We used the song as my theme song on One Mississippi.
Oh, yeah, and, I know and, that. Yeah, song
Jambalaya.
Jambalaya, and then his son Hank Williams Jr., who is known as Bocephus.
Oh.
That's his nickname.
Why?
I'm not quite sure.
Bocephus.
But like Bocephus.
Southerners have just weird.
And then
nicknames.
Hank Jr.'s son is Hank III.
Stop. Hank okay, you three. Gotta be Tig III.
Yeah.
Hank
yeah.
III.
Yeah.
What up, y'all? My name's Hank III.
It's such a good name, don't you think? Hank III? Yeah.
It is really
it's
good.
It's so good.
Hank yeah. is a great name.
Oh, it's so good. So is Huck.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
I have some friends in Ohio, and
yeah, same.
They have a kid. Really?
Fortune, you said that so like, yeah, big deal. So do I. Yeah, a lot of us have friends in Ohio.
Oh, okay.
You're not the only one.
I didn't know, little miss thing.
I have some friends in Ohio.
I have friends in Ohio places.
Ooh, yes, oh, back around the country. But Fortune, can we call you little miss thing?
Yeah, can we please?
Oh my God. We have little cowboy and little miss thing.
And Tig III.
Tig III. Little miss thing.
Little Miss Thing, whatever you want.
You know how they usually write it Little Miss Thing with an A, but
yeah.
this would definitely be Little Miss Thing. I think it's funny.
Little Miss Thing.
Yeah.
I now call May Buns.
Oh, yeah. I really, yeah, Fortune texted me, thanks, bud, and I corrected it to Buns because I really prefer it.
My name's Buns to
Buns.
You.
Sweet Buns.
Well, what about your friends in Ohio? I didn't mean to
rain
on your parade.
One of their kid is Huck.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I think I've said this before, but that I want to name my kid Bugs. But do you think that would be cruel to the child? Or
Bugs.
Well, in a weird twist, in that same family in Ohio, they have a kid that they never
loved.
called by her real name. They just called her Bug.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But you were thinking like Bugs Bunny.
Yeah, and like on the birth certificate, Bugs, you know.
Sure.
Or yeah. Buster. I like Buster. Like Buster Keaton.
Buster. Yep. What yeah. up, Buster?
Are you having kids, May? Are you trying to tell us something? I mean, I know the woman that you're highly involved with has a child who also lives in that house.
Yes, she has a child who lives mm-hmm. with me. And I really get why you refer to your kids as your roommates, because it is hilarious to be like, I live with this person.
Yeah.
It's like yesterday we did a Taylor Swift performance.
Uh-huh.
She was like her godmother's, the woman I'm heavily involved with, did like a ceremony to sort of almost confirm the godmothers. And we did this like really earnest ceremony that mm-hmm. Was so funny. And we sang this Taylor Swift song. And she was so confident practicing it and then got really nervous and kind of stood behind me and then asked me to tell everyone that we were both really nervous. So I did. And then we sang it and it was very heartwarming.
Which Taylor Swift song?
That was my next question.
Never Grow Up. So it goes, your little hand wrapped around my finger and it's so quiet in the world tonight. And it's really funny because it's about like a mom singing to their little kid and being like, never, oh darling, don't you ever grow up. But hearing a 5-year-old sing it was not a dry eye in the house.
Oh, don't you ever grow up. You guys, I'm Fortune nervous. Are you okay?
I'm nervous.
Pretty Little Thing? Or what did I? Is that what?
That was pretty little new. I just had for you.
Is that Miss Thing?
Little no. Miss Thing.
Little Miss Thing.
Not Pretty Little Thing.
That's so sweet.
Can you tell them we're both nervous?
Yeah, but I actually, my brother once in a Christmas play when he was 4 in preschool, my mom had said, you got to say your feelings always. And so he walked up in front of the whole school and he had a British accent at the time. And he went up to the microphone and he went, I'm nervous.
Oh, my God.
I love that. Kids like being able to access their feelings.
Yeah.
I would like to say I'm nervous.
Back in the 90s, Pepsi and Coca-Cola were in a heated race to try and win loyal customers by any means necessary. But when Pepsi launched an ambitious promotion that encouraged people to buy Pepsi and redeem points for prizes, they overlooked their own fine print in a major way.
On each episode of Wondery's podcast, The Big Flop, comedians join host Misha Brown to chronicle one of the biggest pop culture fails of all time and try to answer the age-old question, who thought this was a good idea? Like, who at Pepsi thought it'd be a good idea to advertise that people could earn enough points to redeem a military jet as a prize? When they launched their Pepsi points system, they never imagined that somebody might try to snag it. But a 23-year-old did, and suddenly Pepsi owed him a jet.
Follow The Big Flop on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcast. You can listen to The Big Flop early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
It's one of my favorite stories ever, but my friend Lindsay was mixed race, but she was raised by her mom, who was white. And so she was at her great grandmother's 100th birthday party, and it was all her family.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, it's so fun. And she was 2, I think. And the way she tells the story, she's like, I guess looking around and realizing she's the only non-white person there, which is a very weird feeling when you're 2. And someone says, Lindsay, you got to get up and say, happy birthday to great grandma on the microphone. She's like, I don't want to do it. And they're pressuring her, and it's like, don't pressure this kid. They're like, just get up and say, happy birthday, great grandma, I love you. She's like, okay. She gets up and she describes like standing at the mic and looking out at this sea of faces. And then she goes, I hate you. I hate you all.
Oh no.
Oh my God.
I really get it.
I hate you all. Good night.
Good night.
She's like, I didn't want to do this.
I know.
I'm nervous.
But I really get it. She said she was just feeling like sort of alienated and like, fuck you. Why'd you make me get up and say something? And I like it.
I don't remember anything before the age of like 6.
You should talk to someone about that.
Really? Is that not normal?
You don't even have little glimpses.
I have like glimpses here and there of like kindergarten, but I don't remember a whole lot.
Really?
I don't really either.
Really?
My mom's like, when I was 1.5, I'm like, how do you know this?
Yeah.
I have like one like sort of recollection of my grandmother driving me to preschool. I have like a couple little spots of kindergarten. But yeah, everything, I don't know.
What a weird thing that like you see people day in and day out, year after year,
yeah,
and then just no clue that anything happened or who that was, or you know, like I see pictures of myself like in the arms of some woman and I'm like, who is this?
Yes, that's so true.
If I had a nickel,
truly
arms of a woman I ended up in.
And I'm like, I'm three or four, and I'm in a dress with sandals on, and some woman's holding me, and there's like a whole series of pictures
of you being lovingly cradled by this stranger.
Yeah, I'm like, who is this?
I've never seen that person ever again.
Yeah, you would think somebody holding you in their arms.
That was my best friend.
Yeah, that was my only friend.
That's true, though. Like the drama, the daily dramas when you're like a toddler, it's so intense. And then, yeah, no recollection.
Nothing.
That's hilarious.
Absolutely nothing. And like when you're a kid and then these people will come up and they're like, I remember when you were just this big. And you're like, okay, like, who are you?
Yeah.
You know,
we're your friends from Ohio.
Oh, good one. Good one. Not pretty little Miss Thing. Little Miss Thing.
Your whole thing is going to be like, wait, what was your nickname?
Pretty Little Miss Thing.
Pretty Little Miss Fortune Thing.
Oh, yeah. But still, even now, though, like, people will be like, remember in college when you like did so? I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't, maybe my just memory's not great.
Even Stephanie will be like, remember yesterday when we were talking? I'm like, oh my, no. Who are you?
I think I have enough of a like healthy dollop of narcissism that I'm like constantly narrativizing my life. Like, I think even when I was three, I was like, I'm May and this is my story.
Telling You're, like, myself. Clocking my, every moment.
Yeah, being like, today the pain was immense. And then.
were you a journaler?
Yeah.
I was going to say, were you a troll? Based on that voice.
And the troll. My name is inner dialogue every time you talk.
Yes,
about
my
your
face
inner
is green.
Thoughts.
I ain't
doing this.
Yeah,
that's. You journaled a lot?
Yeah, I always had weird little diaries and journals and stuff. Yeah. That my parents read my diaries when I was a teenager. And now I do keep a diary, but it's like
locked.
Almost in coat. No, yeah, it's locked in a safe.
No, like, you just have one of those little locks.
Little tiny. Yeah. No one will crack this.
I only journaled once in my life. It was when I was living in Spain and I didn't have many friends. So I think I was just like, I'll just write.
Way to bum everyone out.
Yeah. I probably was pretty insightful too. I don't want to brag, but
you're a
pretty good writer.
what was your
but I'm sure
truly
I had a lot of deep thoughts.
What was it like a journal entry for you, Fortune?
I don't even remember, but I probably
with the voice.
I'm on the train.
I'm on
riding through the Alps of. I'm gonna do the troll voice.
No, little baby Fortune.
Oh, little baby Fortune. Well, I was 22, so. My accent would have been thicker. It'll be like, I'm here on this train. It's pretty cool. We're just going through the Alps. And man, those mountains, those are some big mountains. I saw some water coming out of one of them. I hadn't seen that before.
Oh my
Then we went through Austria. And, you know, it was like going back in time. All those rolling hills. And I saw a cottage with some smoke coming out of it. Hey, I like that. They want me to try something called Wiener Schnitzel. But guess what? It ain't hot dogs. Yeah, it's like some kind of breaded chicken or something. I wasn't expecting that.
Well, more later.
More later. Signing off. I did go on a Sound of Music tour by myself.
And you're saying you had no friends?
I was alone. I went alone. It was
me. Sounds like somebody with no friends, what they would do with their day.
Honestly, I would do that now by myself too, because Jax would not go with me. It was me and three couples that were over the age of 70.
Oh my God.
And you took a van around Austria and they
how old
blasted,
were you? 22?
Yeah, they blasted music from The Sound of Music.
So there's no footage of this.
No, I would. God, I would give anything to have videos.
You think you'd give any? I would give anything to see you with elderly people on a train.
They felt sorry for me. One guy was like, "Do you want
to come?" Of course they did.
Do you want to come eat with us?
Oh my God.
Okay.
And you went and ate with them?
Yeah, because part of the tour was you stop for lunch, and everybody was in a couple, And then there's this 22-year-old loser. The 70-year-olds had to be like, hey, little loser.
Hey, little lady.
Loser, you want to come on over here?
Or were they like, hey, son, would you like to join us?
And then they gave us Edelweiss seeds at the end of it. That's a pretty seeds. Big deal. Yeah, Edelweiss is a flower.
Oh, I never knew that. I thought it meant like goodbye.
Fortune fact.
Yeah. Oh, because of the song Edelweiss, every morning you greet me. That's the flower.
Okay, oh, the flower greets him every morning. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, small and white,
clean and bright.
Well, small and white could also.
Was
just
it small and white?
Person.
I'm just making stuff up.
Oh. It was small and white. Wait,
it was? Oh, because remember the chorus is like, something that may you bloom and grow.
Yes.
Bloom and grow forever.
You know how we always get asked questions by people about, like, if you could go back in history to when I want to rewrite all my answers. It's this tour I want to be on. I want to be
with me.
Yeah,
I would have a friend to eat lunch with.
Yes. Oh, your wiener schnitzel.
I love it.
May.
May Pearl Martin.
May Pearl.
May Marie.
Fortune Marie and May Pearl.
Wait, you are May Pearl?
Yeah, my first name actually on my passport is May Pearl.
So Pearl's your middle name, or is May Pearl your first?
May Pearl's my first name.
I feel like I don't even know you guys.
I don't. They didn't give me a middle name.
May, I have news for you.
What?
Pearl is your middle name.
I think so, but my parents say it's like Mary Rose. Like it's a, but there's no hyphen. It's
yeah,
two
but
separate.
You go by May.
It's like Mayflower. The Mayflower.
So Pearl is now your middle name. And if your parents have more questions, they can contact me directly.
Oh,
I'm going to put them in touch
the authority.
Oh my God, I should really get a question from my dad. I think my mom's shy, but my dad, I'd like to get a question from him.
I told my mom that we would like a question from her, and she goes, "Well, I don't know how to use technology." So, you know, I'll just have to figure that out at some point.
I will say, if anyone is listening to the
my
podcast.
My parents are dead.
Oh, my God, Tig. Also, I just started a sentence, if anyone is listening to the podcast.
Hello? Is anyone out there? Yeah. Are we just talking amongst ourselves?
If anyone's listening to this.
It's just Thomas listening to us. We get on like, here and.
Hi, guys.
Yeah.
They should follow my dad on Instagram because he's just posting. He makes puppets, and this is like a recent hobby of his. And it's like a great joy in his life, particularly when people follow him on Instagram. He gets real excited. So he just posted one called the Golden Gnome, and it's this like creature that he made. So follow at the James Chatto, Chatto. Is that weird that I'm plugging my dad's Instagram? Is
Listen,
that all right?
Plug your dad.
Yeah, plug away.
Plug him up.
Is your mother on
Instagram?
I'm
asking people to not follow my father.
Are your parents on Instagram?
No, my dad's definitely not. He'll post on Facebook like, great day.
Mm-hmm. Great
that's,
day.
That's like great the extent day. Of it.
Great day.
My mom, I think, is on Instagram, but with like a... like a Friendster account, like you don't know she's there. She's just lurking around.
That is so funny.
Well, guys, should we listen to our question?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, please.
I'm excited because we have a Canadian today.
Yeah.
A characteristically kind and warm Canadian. Mm-hmm. Jonathan Scott is a Canadian construction contractor, interior designer, and illusionist. He's best known for hosting the hit TV series Property Brothers with his twin brother, Drew, as well as the spin-offs Buying and Selling, Brother versus Brother, Forever Homes, and Property Brothers at Home. And what a kind man. I did a couple escape rooms with him and Zoe, and what a joyful, playful, childlike soul.
Do you think that we'll get invited to the wedding?
That's a really good question.
I know we will. I'm in charge of the guest list. And
he's always nice. I don't know him well, but I'll see them at events, and he always both say hi and are lovely.
He's a big comedy fan.
Yeah.
In fact, I think he even tried doing stand-up years ago.
He used to do improv, I know.
Yeah.
And I'd love to see him do magic. We went to like a magic bar where magicians go. And then the magician was coming like table to table, and then Jonathan was like, can I just borrow that pack of cards, and blew our minds, like blew this magician out of the water. And it was, I love nothing more than to be astounded.
The problem is when you go somewhere and you don't want magic and a magician is there and they harass you.
Does that happen?
Where is this?
Yes.
Not a lot, but we were at a party because I like magic. I'm always like, this is impressive. Mm-hmm. Jax is not a magic fan.
Of course.
And
of course she's not. She's
classic,
like,
Jax. Classic, just like, Jax,
get away from it.
She's over there rolling her eyes.
Scram clown.
This guy was like, it was like for a premiere, but the guy throwing, whose party it was, didn't know there was going to be a magician, and he's not into magic. But the network hired a magician, okay. And this guy was like harassing everyone, like, who wants to see a magic trick? And we were like, oh, can I just like get a rain check? And but he'd be like, okay, go get your drink, and then I'm going to find you. And we were like, God,
oh,
and he would.
God. That is a thing, I think, because I once tried to hire a magician for a party, and I found this website where you get like quotes, like you go, you look at all the different magicians, you click the one you want, you tell them about the event. So I'd like got some info from a few magicians, and then this one, I somehow got my phone number from the website.
No.
And he texts me, he goes, hey, it's really disrespectful to like get a quote and ask questions from a magician, because the website charged me $20. And I wrote back, I was like, sorry, who is this?
Yeah.
And what do you mean? He was like, yeah, there's like an etiquette here. And we got into this long, I was writing essay text, like argument with this guy. And then at the end, he was like, so do you want to book me? Or I was like, no. You're terrible.
The guy that's harassing everyone. Like, I know you want to see some magic.
I know.
I'm coming over right now.
Pick a card. And then they want a certain response at the end of the, you know, trick. You got to be like, oh my God, that was the greatest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
You know, I actually was at dinner, even though I was laughing at going, where does that magic just spontaneously happen? This isn't exactly the same, but it's similar enough. Stephanie and I were in this tiny town in Colorado that we stopped in to have some food, and we're just eating, and this guy recognizes me, comes, and I was getting the vibe that he was recognizing me, and I was thinking, oh gosh, you know, not really wanting our dinner to be interrupted. But he comes over, not only interrupts us, but is like, do you guys like balloon animals?
Oh, no.
No.
Yes.
This guy's a serial killer.
We are at the restaurant, and he's like,
nope.
And I...
Oh, my God.
I was,
you of all people,
mortified. And I was just sitting there like, get away. Get
he's
away.
He's like,
yes. And now everyone's looking at our table, and not like I'm the most well-known person, but then it was drawing more attention, and, you know, it was...
Oh, my God.
So uncomfortable.
That's just such a lack of self-awareness.
Yeah, and both of you just completely deadpan expression while this guy's just wrestling.
Well, no, Stephanie is so nice and, like, you know, has a kind face, and I think that was probably happening, and I was just sitting there. Wow, this guy is doing balloon animals while we're just trying to have dinner. Wait, we never did Jonathan's question.
Oh, yeah. Jonathan's question. We got very excited about magic.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Sorry, Jonathan.
Let's hear what he has to ask us.
That's hilarious.
Hello, Handsome Podcast. This is Handsome Property Brother, Jonathan Scott. I've had work done. I am so excited to be doing this because I'm a huge fan. I'm obsessed with you guys in a purely not creepy way, a sweet, innocent way. Anyway, question I have for you. Have you ever had, or do you have, one of those punch list items around the house? It's been on the honey-do list forever. You keep pushing it off and pushing it off. What is that? And are you handy enough to actually fix it? Because it's not just about being handsome. It's also about being handy.
Handysome.
Yeah, handysome.
There were a couple of... like punch list I've never heard, and then honey do list. I liked that.
Have you never heard honey do list?
No.
Yeah, like honey do this.
Oh, honey do that.
There's a lot of items on our list.
Really?
We don't even have dining room chairs still, and it's been a year since we moved.
What? Where are you sitting?
Well, we have like an informal table where we have some chairs, but the proper dining room table has no chairs.
Got it.
Nothing's on the wall. We have not hung one picture. Jack just shushed me. We should order dining room chairs.
Fortune, can you handle that at another time?
What if Jax put it on the list?
What if Jax just got on Amazon and just clicked on any chairs?
Well, that's my problem. That's how I do things, is I just go on Amazon and click like the first. That's why, yeah. I have no style.
Is that thing in the background? Did you click on that on Amazon, May?
Oh, are you talking about my light? This cost $16.99.
Yeah.
And it is fake wood. It's made of plastic. And I
$16?
Yep. And I assembled it myself. And it
you did.
So if I put something heavier than like a quarter on it, it is going to fall apart. It's like it's made of matchsticks.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm not handy at all. Are y'all handy?
I am not handy, but when I have downtime, I do like to challenge myself. If we have something to put together or install, I always try to do it. And I can do it, and I do it, but it's more of like a slow process. I'm curious if I can figure this out. But Stephanie, I would say she's pretty handy, and it really came out during the pandemic where she fixed the disposal in the sink.
Oh, whoa.
And yeah, where I was like, where'd this come from?
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't know.
Jax did that too. She fixed our disposal.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well, I've gotten spoiled because Jax just figures things out.
Yeah.
And she's like up on the, she's like cleaning the gutters out and like painting her fence and...
Okay, dyke.
I know. Dyking out hardcore.
Yeah.
I'm not handy, but in the pandemic, I did start whittling. And I whittled some sort of faces out of wood. I ordered a lot of whittling gear, but no. And also, as I keep weirdly mentioning to you guys, I don't own any property. I really want to. And so anytime, I can't change anything about where I live, really, on a deeper... I can't build like a... like a sex dungeon or something.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say a garage,
like a little shed. But of course it was
a sex dungeon. You know, guys, I don't have a lot of square footage to
where am I gonna put my
sex dungeon?
Oh my gosh,
we have one closet that can fit like a handcuff.
Look, it doesn't have to be large, it just
I need to at least be able to put an IKEA chair in there
while I'm handcuffed to my IKEA chair
with my $16.99 Amazon
sex dungeon. Wow. All right.
And I get all the gear on Amazon.
Get it, May.
I would like
a sex dungeon.
Like a secret room. It doesn't have to be sex related, but like...
But why have a secret room if it's not sex related?
Well, exactly. I mean...
Will you have something like where you have to say like open sesame and...
Ooh, that's good, Fortune. That's good.
That's from the... I'm stealing that from the Magic Castle, but...
Yeah.
Where the wall like opens up.
How would I do that? Would I have to employ someone?
You might have to hire Jonathan Scott and his brother.
Oh, yeah. To make me a secret. I'd like
to. You're hey, guys, I'm looking to have a secret sex dungeon. Yen.
I actually meant employ someone to sit there to wait to see if someone knows the password and open the door.
Oh, wow. That's tough to find someone, but.
Where did Open Sesame come from?
I want to say Scheherazade and the Tale of 1001.
Oh boy.
And 1001 Nights, right? Arabian Nights?
It's honestly, I have no clue.
We don't know what you're talking about.
I've never heard of that.
I think that's where it comes from.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a book?
Yeah. It's like a...
But where does it come... Why were they like, Open Sesame?
I think it was just the author of those stories
came up with that.
Yeah, because Alibaba, Thomas says. Alibaba. Does that ring a bell?
No.
I know the song, Prince Ali, fabulous he, Alibaba.
Yes.
You know that?
Strong as 10 regular men. Definitely. Something like that.
That's 100 bad guys with swords.
Remember that?
Yeah. Two against one.
I can't believe that that was a Mayfect you pulled out of nowhere. Wow.
Mm-hmm. But I didn't really get any of the details right. I wouldn't mind having a fact room in my house, like instead of a sex dungeon.
It could be a double. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I chain someone up and then I'm projecting facts onto the wall.
And they're like, more facts.
Or onto their naked body. It's chained to an IKEA chair. Yeah.
There's some horny people listening to this.
Fortune.
Right now.
Fortune.
Or it's like Clockwork Orange. I glue their eyes open. I make them read facts.
What were we talking about?
Honey-do list.
Repairs.
Yeah. What's on the, you know, Stephanie and I are wanting to redo our home. We also don't have many things on the wall in our home because we're so in the, we're still in that headspace of Max and Finn being little.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And they were so wild. We would always see people holding babies on their lap up to like 2 years old. And we would always be like, we've never experienced this.
What, because they were just wriggling around?
They were always on the go. They were into stuff. They were up to things. They were, you know, they were just always moving. And so when we would go on vacation and we'd rent a house, Thomas, I don't know if you remember this, when we were where were we?
Nantucket.
We rented a house. This is when Thomas was our assistant. And Max and Finn were two. We rented this house and then we had to take all of the pictures off the walls, the lamps out of the room.
Wow.
Because Max and Finn would jump out of their cribs and just get into everything.
Oh my God.
And so everything, do you remember that, Thomas? We had to take everything out and then also call Child Protective Services. But we also had to bungee cord them into the room. We had to put a bungee cord around the knob to keep the door shut because they would climb out of their cribs.
Oh my God. And
we were scared that we wouldn't wake up. And
yeah.
You're only now being like, okay, we're safe to have like any style because nice you were like, things. Yeah.
And we have been for a while, but we've just been in this mindset of, you know, not having certain things within reach. And
yeah.
So
now you can get into it and get into that.
Yeah. So that's on our honey-do list is redoing our house.
My parents are super handy. My dad's really like, he'll build a deck or like a, they had this, they lived in Greece for like 5 years and when they bought this place, it had no roof and like no running water. And they just, this is before YouTube. How do people just learn stuff? They just kind of fixed it all up.
Talk to people.
And then did I tell you about there's this old stone bench that they wanted to get rid of with sledgehammers that they're renovating in Greece, and they crack open the bench and inside is a giant albino toad that must have crawled in and started eating, and then it grew so big that it could no longer get out, and it's this white bulbous blind huge toad that's like inside, and they were so
gross.
I know, they were repulsed. They were like, what
gross
do we... I know. And it was like, yeah, it had crawled in there and just been eating bugs and grown and grown and never seen the sunlight.
And that's why it was albino?
Yeah, I guess. It was this white bulbous mass. It was too big to move.
Stop saying bulbous. Stop.
It's too many bulbouses.
It's so gross. Like, we get it. Okay. It was eating in the dark for years.
Yes.
Stop saying bulbous.
saying bulbous.
It's like a mythical satanic thing.
Disgusting.
So then they take
like a bad omen.
I know. So it wasn't running away because it couldn't. So they took a big shovel and they sort of maneuvered it under this toad. And they're like, I guess we just put it in the garden, you know, like let it run away. Or so they put it out there.
Still there.
Couldn't move. So in the morning they go outside. An owl has ripped it to pieces.
Why are you telling this?
I'm so sorry.
Even though I think the thing's gross, I don't need to know it suffered.
Guess what? No longer bulbous.
No.
How dare you?
I had to burden this you
with this. This is a vegan podcast.
I know. I'm so sorry. It's just that it's in my subconscious so deeply that I needed to burden you guys with this.
What a horrible life this toad lived. It got stuck in that thing and then it's just eating bugs in the dark and then gets out. And then
loses all of its color.
And then it gets eaten.
That toad's like, I got a tan.
It's what a horrible existence.
You're framing it. That's useful for me to hear because I've been framing it like that was an evil king or something like that. That it was living this, you know.
No, it was stuck.
Yeah, you're right. Of course.
It was stuck. It didn't get to see sunlight. What if you didn't get to see sunlight and you were just stuck eating bugs in the dark until your bulbous body out to hop away and then you get eaten.
I get ripped to shreds.
It's like now that I think about it. Yeah,
there
right.
is no God.
Yeah,
right.
It's
not
great.
A great life for that frog.
Anyway, it really turned me off home renovations.
Oh, that was the thing. You never know. You just never know when you're going to find a big old frog.
Yeah, I was really passionate about home renovations. Then I found this bulbous toad.
Yeah.
And I just never went back, you know.
It's a lot of work. Every time I think that we want to do some kind of big home renovation thing, Jackson and I did
like
it.
Buy a chair.
Yeah, exactly.
What aesthetic are you going for in the new? I know Jax is like a minimalist, but are you going like mid-century modern?
No,
I don't know what that means.
Shaggy chic.
I think that's the problem. We don't know.
Right.
I probably need some help with that.
Like, are you lesbian futon types where you're
I was at one point for sure.
Wait, is that a thing? What's a lesbian futon type?
I don't know. Just like,
just
you know,
lack of style.
A lazy boy.
I had
futon.
A recliner.
Of course
I had a recliner
did.
When Jax moved in. She was like, we're getting rid of this immediately. I was like, not my recliner. What are you talking about?
Where am I going to sit at the dining room table?
Right now, I have a vintage arcade game in our dining room.
What?
And Jax is like, what? Why is this right up my street?
What game is it?
It's a arcade game that has like Pac-Man and Space Invaders and Donkey Kong and...
Dude, I will buy that if you're selling it. I will buy that.
I don't want to sell it. I'm obsessed with it.
Sounds like Jax is giving it away.
But it is in the worst place possible. It's in the middle of our dining room. It looks so crazy.
I mean, I know of a worse place it could be. Sex dungeon.
Oh, yeah. That would really kill the
mood. They could be a sex dungeon for sure.
Yeah.
I want a vintage pinball machine. Or imagine if we made a handsome podcast pinball machine.
Yes.
And our faces
and
our mouths are open.
Yeah.
And the ball goes through our mouth. Anyway.
Well, I've been to Jonathan Scott's house and there he does have, it's like a light up infinity dance floor.
What?
You know how it's famous that mechanics have like junker cars?
Oh, is that true?
Yeah.
His house was like,
and like
IKEA.
A housekeeper has a messy house and then he's just got nothing on his walls and never got to anything at his own house and you know,
too busy fixing everyone else's house. I would imagine his house looks pretty nice. He seems like
it's amazing. Yeah, he's such a good like host as well.
Aww, I can't wait to go over there.
Let's go today
for the wedding.
Let's all just rock up.
Well, should we hear his answer?
Yeah.
We shall.
For myself, I have always been a dog dad, love my dogs, and have always wanted to have the ease of letting them come in and out as they go, and it's a challenge depending on whatever house you're in. Well, we just finished a renovation here, and I've had it for the longest time. Finally, I decided to build my puppy her very own dog castle here, this giant run with artificial turf.
Aww.
It's got a screen out there so she can get all the smells and the nature. But we have bobcats and owls, so she's not at danger of being snatched up. And I even put in all of its own drainage system and sprinkler system so I can automatically clean it all off. And helps me be a better lazy dog owner.
That's
my question. Just wanted to know if you're handsome and handy.
We are. None of us clearly are handsome-y.
That's so impressive.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I, I wonder if all three of us are picturing different versions of what he just described. I'm picturing like pretty amazing.
I'm picturing something kind of low to the ground with like a
screen over
screen,
it.
Yeah.
I didn't picture like anything.
Like, that's more long than wide.
I wasn't listening to him.
But someone like him that has the means to, they've got their guys. They're like, oh, well, he can do it himself, but also is like, I also know a plumber that can put in the.
Yeah, he must know every person to call on every level of expertise and
vendors.
Financial, yeah.
He could find dining room chairs easily.
I'd also love to have a little, as they call it, catio.
Oh, yeah.
What would that be?
Just like a little screened in area for a cat.
A catio is a fun name for it, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would like to learn how to do these things because I feel like it makes you like a 50% more desirable spouse, like to have those skills. Like that's kind of why I went to massage school, just to be more, to have more to offer.
And then you never massaged again.
Yeah, I never massaged again. But I do want to learn how to do stuff. That's cool. Would you build Biggie a palace?
I would
like
give Biggie whatever he wants if someone else would build it.
Jax?
I know. We're Put it on the list. Jax's whole family's handy. Her stepdad is in construction. And I would be like, oh, I really want this. I feel like this garage needs a hallway because it's so wide. And then all of a sudden, there's like a wall up. I'm like, what? He just like can do things in 2 seconds. It's pretty crazy.
That makes me realize Stephanie and I should get a husband.
Yeah, often want a husband.
Mm-hmm. Do you?
No shade against like lesbians and our skills. Some lesbians are putting walls up too. A husband can also be a lesbian.
A husband.
Basically, we just want someone handy.
Well, yeah, we always talk about having a throuple because there's so many things that we can't do that we need, like somebody that can organize parties well.
Gift baskets,
yeah,
was that
gift
one thing?
Oh, that's right, yeah. Stephanie's
we always
like,
think
ugh.
That, too. We're not good at presents and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
we aren't
someone
either.
In our life who like knows, like, oh, I'm going to pick this bottle of wine for so-and-so. We're like,
yeah,
oh, that would be great.
My friend Beth is like the best gift giver. And
yeah, would she be a good option for a third?
Well, I mean, of course, yeah, as long as it was, you know, not romantic, because Beth and I have known each other since we were small children. So right. She's married, you know, I'm married.
Are you looking for an assistant or a third partner? Or
like I feel
partner?
Like this. Whoever this third person is going to feel really hoodwinked when they realize what the deal is.
I don't know if you're looking for an assistant or a truple. What's it called? A throuple. A
truple.
More like trouble.
Trouble, yes. Yeah, well, I think we need a throuple because sometimes things come up in the middle of the night or, you know what I mean?
But, like, this person has to take care of all the difficult things.
Yeah. Yes.
There's some people who would get off on that, like, on the sort of sub-energy of that. I don't mind it. I'll do it. I know you're
free
not asking,
rent but. If you'll package this ugly gift Stephanie and I bought.
If you can help me order dining room chairs, you got a room in my house.
Go out and live in the sex dungeon and we'll call you when we need something wrapped.
I would
you
do,
weirdo.
I don't know why
did you take this job?
This is appealing to me. If it was one day a week, I would do this. Just
no,
like
this
weird,
is 7 days a week, 24/7, living
in
the sex
they're
dungeon.
In a relationship.
Yeah, but you live in the sex dungeon. And then we call
it.
You in when we need things carried or...
There is
know.
Someone for everyone. So there is someone out there that's like, this sounds delightful.
Ideal. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll just sit in my sex swing, handcuffed to the IKEA chair until I get a text.
Well, there are people I read about who their kink is. So like a woman will have a phone number and when you call it, it charges you like $5 a minute.
Whoa.
And the kink is people call, the woman answers. She's like, hello. And they're like, I love you. And then she goes, oh, God. And then she leaves you on...
Jax could do that.
Yeah, Jax could totally do it. And she leaves you on speakerphone while she just goes about her day in her apartment. So you can hear her, like, washing ignore the dishes. And you're just like, please talk to me. And she's ignoring you. And these they make thousands of dollars
this
a day.
Is amazing.
I could do that.
Yeah. Oh my God, you'd be amazing at it too.
I wouldn't be good at it. God. I'd be like, I love you too, pal.
How'd you get my number?
Dick could make a lot of money.
Yeah.
Wow.
Scram.
Scram, clown. Well, I think that brings us to the end of this week's episode.
Wow, what another treat.
What a, I had a wonderful time.
Same buns.
Thanks, little Miss Thing.
Little Miss Thing. That's right.
Like, what is it again? To think of it.
Yeah.
What do you guys have anything coming up?
It's going to be St. Patrick's Day. It's going to be. This is my Irish accent. I hope everyone has a great St. Patrick's Day and stay safe and doesn't drink so much alcohol.
Fortune.
Do you like that?
Yes, I was going to say, please keep going.
When is St. Patrick's Day? The 15th?
17th. Every year.
It is?
Every year.
Everyone knows it's the 17th. It's when we talk about I am like the Irish names and actually have a great time. Fortune. And I hope you have a great time.
Fortune.
Yeah, Tig.
That was really good. Can you keep going?
Oh, top of the morning till you take it. Sure can. Don't tell Flanny about my terrible Irish accent.
He's going to hear. I have some things coming up. I have, speaking of Flanny, I have a show at Largo on March 18th, the day after St. Patty's Day, where you're partying like a cuckoo bird. And my special airs on March 26th on Amazon. So check that out. And finally, just go to tignotaro.com for all show and ticket information. And I'm still going to be working on new material around Los Angeles at Largo and Dynasty Typewriter. So come on out.
I'm at Largo on March 26th doing my weird sex show with Brett Goldstein. That will be fun. We'll have special guests. We'll be finally having full penetrative sex at Largo, so come out to that. And then always there's improv shows popping up, so check out my Instagram.
Are you going to be handcuffed to IKEA chairs on stage?
Yes. Yeah.
Nice. I'm in North Carolina this weekend in Wilmington and Durham. Tickets are available for those. Los Angeles and San Luis Obispo the next weekend, and then Albany, New York, Hartford, Connecticut, New York City, Bakersfield, Rancho Mirage, California, Seattle, and Toronto, finishing out my tour. Tickets are at my website, fortunefeemster.com. So check that out, y'all.
And don't forget about our awesome merchandise flying off the shelves, flying right off. And also, if you're enjoying this podcast, send an episode to a friend and say, hey, join the Handsome Pod.
Yeah.
Join us. We're having a good time over here waiting on you.
Some people call it the Hotsome Pod.
The Hotsome Pod?
We're also hot.
Oh my God, I love that.
Wait, what do you mean? Who calls us the Hotsome Pod?
I did just now. Yeah.
Some people are calling us. But yeah, truly spread the word because we love doing it and we're so grateful to everyone listening.
And until next time,
keep it handsome. Handsome is hosted by me, Fortune Feemster, Tig Notaro, and Mae Martin. The show is produced, recorded, and edited by Thomas Woulette. Email us at handsomepod@gmail.com and follow us on social media at handsomepod.
What a podcast!
What a podcast!
What a podcast!